great for me, you know, someone who's not got a huge background. Quelqu'un qui n'a pas une grosse historique de danse. C'est tout vachement intéressant et je suis vraiment content parce que je vois plein de gens différents, plein d'interprétations différentes, plein de créativité différente. Et moi, je suis comme un gamin là, j'ai 5 ans et vraiment j'ai tout gavé, j'ai trouvé ça vraiment, vraiment bien. Mais ce n'est pas dans le même contexte que la raison pour laquelle vous êtes là. Bien que derrière je vois un peu les challenges, les différents, comment dire, comment maintenir la créativité et tout ça, quoi. Ça c'est vachement pas évident. Et j'espère utiliser un peu ces outils plutôt dans mon autre loisir qui est la peinture et le sculpture. Donc voilà, je trouve ça juste tout à fait très bien.
Actually, when we did the exercises, when you told us to move and think about what is done for us, etc., and then go back to our paper to write down some words, actually, it was kind of difficult for me, and then raises the question, can we document ourselves, our work, while doing it, or do we need someone else to do it for us? Because actually I had some really big trouble to go from state of body and action, and then okay, I write and I try to, I mean, even if it was intuitive, but just going back to words, I mean, for me, because it's also a very big part of my work, it was kind of difficult, mm-hmm. actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the question of documentation, I don't know, I just wondered if, I mean, if you maybe you may have experienced that, and if indeed it's better to work with other people.
Mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I was trying to bring a little partner work. It was really a resume of many different things in just 1 hour, you know. Most of the time, to start with, there is more easy transitions. I direct into writing. We do more writing practices, moving and writing before this also. Like scratching and then free writing, no words, also using verbal words. Mm-hmm. I use a lot from theater work of blah, blah into words and to write phrases and like moving and wording. We work a lot with this as just a practice, warm up, and take more time. Like this was really like a whole day. We did it in one hour. It really takes a lot of, like you move and then once the movement is kind of finished, There's not much drive to move anymore. From that, you go into drawing. And I forced you a little, but you can leave the page empty. If it doesn't come, we allow more space for nothing, you know? And then sometimes that nothing, when they go to bed, they come back the other day, like, all these images were pouring before I went to bed. I couldn't draw anything today, but then today, like at night, I was like lots of, even I had dreams. Then I encouraged them to draw after or like write about them. And it's here I forced to do it because I wanted you to come up with something. And I know it's very challenging. It really requires practice. And the second half of your question, I would say, we do also authentic movement practices with the students. So they get trained in observing and witnessing with no judgment and just being there. And in authentic movement, you also give verbal feedback. And that's a very almost nonviolent communication practice. How do you speak from subjective place? Don't judge, don't give expectations or values. So it's also, it has to develop before they can really give creative feedback. Because in my culture, especially in Turkey, people are so like, oh, you did this, you did that, it didn't work, it worked. It's like, oh, you're dead already. We were just talking about a little image, you know? So how to train to speak and give feedback and how to work with a partner is another chapter of the whole master course for me in my class. And also, if it's a workshop, little workshop, I use this a lot in other workshops, not the whole score, but then I really try to model and see how to speak, what to look at, what I try to restrict it. And then you can also document, but what I do, others, like I don't document myself, but we talk sometimes, or we read something together, and you come out and you move it. And I'm watching you, I draw. And then I give it to you. This is what I saw when you were moving. And most of the time, people find it quite resonating, like, wow, it really makes sense, these yellow zigzags, because I really felt that, you know, my color was yellow too, you know. This kind of temperature, smell, texture, color, images start to come out in the conversations. So then, but this, the solo work, I also wanted to develop the solo version of this strongly, to show that they can do it alone also, because most of the time, most of the students were complaining, oh, but my friend doesn't keep her promise, we come to rehearsals, she's not there. But you can go on. It's very difficult, as you said. But the partner work is very rich also. Then you really, I think it also, especially if you're preparing a performance, it already trains to be being looked at by audience. And it brings a different presence, as you can imagine. That's why I also use advise them to use camera, not to judge their lines or anything, but just to, it's an eye, it's an outside eye. So they train to have a third eye, I call it, to be able to look at themselves from a different subject, things like that. But it's a very relevant point you're making, of course. And what I like on Mind the Dance now, after all these discussions with our colleagues in the creation process, Anouk actually came up with a proposition based on this. She said, based on Lisa's score and her understanding, now she created a way to move into drawing, scribbling, into writing. So now, actually, if you were to, we were here and you said, oh, I have this difficulty, she would say, ah, I have a solution for you. You can practice this a little maybe, and then maybe deafness exercise will be better for you, to say something. So there is also many resources out there. If you are like stuck and you cannot do it, then I can say, okay, I hear that it's very difficult for you. There is this exercise. Maybe you do these extra exercises before you come to class. There is a lot of writing, drawing, moving, I mean, in at least in our circle, but and there's somehow triggering ideas that you can create your own ways also. This is more interesting for me. The student is challenged, has a question, has a problem. We talk about it in the class. Other people have solutions, but she has to find her own solution. We don't, not to spoon feed, but, oh, these are references. You could do that. Maybe you can work together as we're doing now. We think together.
Right, if I may just respond to what you just said. Actually, it made me think that, yeah, it was difficult, but I felt at the end that it was part of the process because, well, I mean, I'm the one who built the white
3D
thing.
Yeah.
Because I found that words were not enough meaningful, that colors were not correct, just white was a good one, etc. Throughout the process, I started to
take out.
Yes. Until I had the thing.
Yes.
And I don't know what I wanted to say.
No, this is really relevant. What he was saying, like disappearing of documents, because for me also, you came to a very clear, very precise expression of yourself, and it was so good. It is when I hear you now. The words were not enough, or not matching the colors. No. So it forced you to find what it is really for you. Then it becomes unique.
Yeah, and actually it made me think that when you're in a creative process, actually, when you have a difficulty, it's really great to be clear about it, because this difficulty is actually meaningful for you at that time. Whatever you do with it, you try to solve it or just put it aside.
And if, for example, that was your end product and you had to write a thesis about it, you could show all the process and really have great argumentation around why you left the colors. You tried this, you tried that, this represented this, but not enough. Then I had to leave. So it gives a lot of material. Because if you didn't have that and you just have this white statue, what can you tell about it? How can you go deeper into it? In a more academic or even quotidian discussion. I find it very rich to talk about the process also, to make it visible. Because then, watching you, I was so impressed, like, okay, she's dropping it. It's like, I was like, what's going to come out, you know? It creates excitement.
I
Thank you so much. Should we all have to go? Thank you so much. Thank you for your patience. It was a demanding process.
Hoping to communicate and see you.
We have the emails. I'm going to invite all of you to iDocte, and maybe I will ask a little homeworks from you. Like, can you send? We will take the photos, and if it's not clear who did this, the images. I was really like, it's been a very rich visually and movement-wise. So we have to show it to the world.
Merci. I just wanted to say for the camera, for me, I have to be confident.
Oui, bien sûr.
With the group. Oui. I was a little perturbated with the photograph.
Aussi, okay.
And I felt in a moment I couldn't with her. For me, to leave the things
authentic,
in an authentic form needs to be. Confidence.
Oui, and thank you for bringing it out, saying I don't want it.
Time for this and
merci beaucoup.
Also,
no, it was clear. No, it was very. I think it was very clear for everyone. Huh? Yeah. Thank you. I think it was. And if you were my student, I wouldn't force. I said, oh, but we're going to use it now. Okay, this is not the time. That's
this
totally.
This is very intimate.
Oui, bien sûr.
What we
of course.
Are searching.
On, bien sûr.
Intimidate of the group.
Bien sûr.
That's very important.
Bien sûr.
This kind of work.
Merci.
Thanks a lot for this day.
Last words. If somebody is burning to say something, this is the time.
Thank you.
No, it was the first time that I worked on the connection between drawing and dance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really an exercise, really, really interesting to what we were talking in the introduction, to experience the forgetting as a condition to integrate things, or not to forget in another way, or to remember in another way, something like that. And it was really, really strange, because when we shared I was unable to explain the parcours of my drawings, of the palimpsest, I was really unable, but I knew that the parcours was somewhere in someone, maybe me. and it was really, really, as if it was, that there was the experience of the difference between, in French we say écrire and inscrire.
Oui.
And when we écrire, it's a condition to inscrire. And not to have to écrire again, something like that.
No, it's really important what you're saying, because we said these five like sensations, images, behavior, affect, and the meaning making. Mm. And the meaning making, sometimes in some people, it's there even before anything. For some, it comes very late, or it's not the strongest part. I'm not saying it is a positive or negative, but it's not the habitual part. And most of the artists, actually, they're not there. We are so abstract. We don't have to convince anyone with the meanings. Huh? It's just it happened, and people like it. It's good. So, but in more reflective, the more reflective you become, the more you do this kind of practices, that muscle works.
Mm.
So you make connections. It's like circuits. Mm. And then, like me, I wasn't like this, but the more I did it, and I had to do it for my students, so the muscle really overworked at one point. I started to enjoy it, and now it's a balance for me. How can I be really intuitive and be in the sensation?
Yeah.
And but it comes with practice also. But to some people, it doesn't come, and it's okay, because you know, you don't have to convince anybody that you know.
Mm.
Or you, we have to go.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We can continue on the radio, but we have to leave this space.
Oui, super.